This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This new kind of irrational fear some people are having over windows breaking on airplanes.
Yeah, and in fact, I even think that we tried to calm some people by saying, "Don't you know
what a freak thing it is?
It's a freak thing and it's multi-layer." We even had a guy call in and was like, "Oh yeah, they crack all the time. It's multi-layer. Everything's fine. Nothing ever really happens ever."
The original story was from Southwest Airlines, where an engine blew apart and it cracked a window open, and a woman was sucked
right out like a movie.
Yeah, sucked out. I mean, they managed to pull her back into the plane, but the injury she suffered then eventually led to her death. But of course, an incident like that freaks people out. And then there's been a couple of other window cracking incidents that have forced them to land planes. Likely stuff that happens all the time, but is now making news because of the incident that happened. People are super aware of it. Well, I do unfortunately bring you another story. As much as we try and calm you down, there is a story. I believe it's pronounced Szechuan. It's spelled differently than Szechuan chicken.
Yeah, that's the way I thought it would be pronounced.
But it looks like it's Szechuan Airlines.
Yeah.
S-I-C-H-U-A-N. The co-pilot of a Szechuan Airlines flight that was forced to make an emergency landing was actually sucked halfway out of the plane after a cockpit windshield blew out. And we said, sucks for anyone, but as long as it's not the pilot.
That's what we just said.
We just said this. The pilot doesn't get sucked out, then at least, you know, the rest of the people on the plane will be okay. This was the pilot.
Yeah.
Captain Liu Changjian.
Oh, holy gosh.
Yeah.
Help! He's being hailed as a hero after having to land the Airbus A319 manually. So, I guess they had just reached a cruising altitude of 32,000 feet when there was some crazy sound in the cockpit. There was a loss of pressure, a drop in temperature, and then when he looked over, the cockpit's right windshield was gone.
Oh my God.
Next thing they knew, the pilot was sucked halfway out the window. Everything in the cockpit was floating in the air. Most of the equipment started malfunctioning. They couldn't hear the radio. The plane was shaking so hard they couldn't read the gauges. Amazingly, that guy was able to land the plane.
How did they get him back inside?
I don't know.
There's so much to...
Who pulled him back in?
His co-pilot.
His co-pilot pulled him back. Hold on. I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah.
But they needed a drink after that.
Oh my God.
Nerves were shot.
That is so insane. The little bit in that cockpit that would just... The moments they shared together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, and then you're flying at, you know, however fast a jet's going, 450, 600, whatever it is, whatever it's going, at 32,000 feet, you're halfway out of it.
Yeah.
In the wind. In the screaming wind.
It's so cold!
Yeah, freezing.
Get me inside the breeze.
You know, and somehow they get low enough that the suction lets up and they're able to pull them in. But then this guy... They said he's the one that landed the plane.
Yeah, he is a hero, this guy.
He's like, oh, take it from here. That really sucked. But I got it. I fried.
You sure?
It's funny because, like, Dave is desperately trying to find a wind sound effect that would be loud enough.
Would match that, and I can't.
And there isn't.
No. I can't find anything that would be loud as being the sound of being sucked out of a...
There's nothing.
You wouldn't even know. There's nothing that even compares to it. It would be way better, way worse than that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, what a badass. That was crazy, and now I need to do my job.
Yeah, like he's so professional. Because you'd think he would have been just killed.
Worst co-pilot ever for not letting that guy chillax a bit.
Well, so, the thing is, you're stuck there for a bit because the suction remains in play until you get the plane down, I think, too, so where it regulates the pressure inside of it. So I'm just like looking in the window. Get the plane down!
So lucky that it didn't end up worse than it did. They say incidents involving cracked windshields do happen on a regular basis. Bird strikes, lightning strikes, but ones where the entire windshield comes off, very rare.
Mm. At 32,000 feet, too, without anything hitting it. It's too high for anything to have hit it.
In fact, the last time this happened was in 1990, where one of the pilots on a British Airways flight was blown partially out of the cabin after its windshield blew out at 23,000 feet. He survived the incident as well.
So, like, your chances of survival, I guess, in the front of the plane are better.
They're okay.
It's crazy that he survived.
I can't believe it.
It was crazy.
Chuck and I are flying a plane together.
No.
And he gets sucked out, and I'm holding him by his wee feet.
Yeah, luckily my fat ass is keeping me.
John!
You know what I mean?
I can't hold it! Dave, I'm okay right now, my fat ass! Okay, I'm going to land this bird!
Oh.
Man, oh man. All right, so while we talk about this, we want to know, what's your current irrational fear?
Mm-hmm.
So something that you know is not going to happen to you, but because it's been hyped in the media, right now it's something you worry about. Mm-hmm. Because we've had, you called it the suck out seat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's the suck out seat.
And we've had people message us on social media saying, oh, great, Dave and Chuck, now I got the suck out seat on this plane.
I always wanted the window seat.
I did too. I like looking out that window.
I don't know now.
Suck out seat is now what people are calling it, because now they've got this irrational fear they're going to be sucked out of a plane, which they shouldn't really have to worry about, but because of what's been making news.
Those windows are so tiny, though, I think it would just suck my head out and then straighten my curly hair.
Yeah. I think it would suck still.
Yeah, just my whole head.
Oh my God, of course it would suck. It would be absolutely bad. I'm still looking for the...
Nothing. It's not even enough.
Not too bad out here, actually.
Oh, I must not be going very fast.
Yeah, the suction's not as bad as you think.
So what's your current irrational fear based on stuff you've been seeing in the news, that kind of thing? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969.
I know I have one, and it's because of videos that I've been seeing online, and it is kayaking, ocean kayaking, and sharks come and try and knock your kayak over. Because was just another one of these videos where a guy was out there and something came at him, you know?
Kayak looks delicious to a shark.
Does it? It's just a floating plastic device.
It's got shark eyes.
They get confused.
It's like, that's a seal, I think. I don't know, I'm going to take a bite of it.
Well, listen, I saw something. It was like an aerial shot of like a guy, and he had like fallen off, and he's like trying to swim up and get back on, and you see the shape of like a huge shark like swimming. I'm like, oh my God, no.
Sorry, ocean.
Someone said, my current irrational fear, a roller coaster breaking and the cart flying away.
Oh. Did you see the upside down roller coaster? What was it, China or was it Japan or
I don't know where
China?
It was.
It was some Asian land.
Yeah.
They were stuck upside down.
That's the worst.
No thanks.
And what I don't get is just release the whole system and push it back somewhere like where it's less of a...
Right, back it up or something.
You know, less drama, but I guess it's stuck in place.
I think for a while there is another story making news now, but there was, I think it was last summer, where it was all the bounce houses were blowing away.
Oh, yeah.
The wind was picking them up and blowing them down
story
the street.
Story after story.
Yes, people scattered everywhere.
Yep.
So I'm sure a lot of people had that. You know, a rational fear they wouldn't let their kids go in a bounce house because they're afraid it would get picked up and taken away. Because there's another story about a 9-year-old who survived a fall onto a highway.
Oh.
After the bounce house he was in blew into the air.
Oh, my God.
It's a little bit of story on this here. Let's take a listen.
Beth was inside an inflatable bounce house at a neighbor's home playing with friends. But when the other kids stepped out, a huge gust of wind blew in. It picked up the contraption, tossing it 50 feet into the air with Seth inside. It's a miracle that no cars hit the bounce house because 395 is a fast and crowded highway. The 9-year-old tells us he was petrified with fear at first, tumbling until he blacked out. But when he woke up, he saw a welcome sight.
My mom pulling up on the 395, and I woke up, and I saw her crying and walking up to me. I got hit on my head. I got hit on my chin. I scraped it. I got a road rash on my back.
The bounce house hit the car, but he fell out of the bounce house before the car hit the bounce house.
Unbelievable. Melanie Olson there describing what could have been a very tragic Mother's Day weekend for her. The good news is that her boy is okay. He's still seeing a doctor just to make sure. Melanie advises parents to make sure bounce houses are properly tied down every single time. She says her kids are now prohibited, by the way, from ever going into one again. Now,
I think he'll have a meltdown every time he sees a bounce house the rest of his life.
If I was that kid, I'd piss my pants every time I saw a balloon.
You're tossed onto a highway?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what, though? Can you imagine, like, because how many of these neighborhood parties have I been to where they've got, like, some kind of bounce house set up for the kids? And, like, you don't really know. I've never, like, walked around them and made sure that they're... And half of the time, it's just those tent spikes.
Yeah.
Just a tent spike holding the thing down. Plastic tent spike about this big. Like, that isn't enough.
You'd think.
The ground can be soft.
Yeah.
So based on stories or headlines, what's your current irrational fear? Something you're worried about right now? Jamal, you're on with Dave and Chuck, the Freak. How you doing?
Good.
What is it, man?
You know, after watching A Quiet Place, I don't know if you guys have seen it.
No, the John Krasinski movie?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
This isn't really a spoiler, but there's a nail on the stair, and she may have stepped on it. So that kind of, like, makes me freak out every time I go downstairs and stuff.
Oh, you don't want to step like on you a think nail. You're going to step on a nail.
On a nail, on a staple, something.
So, yeah, I
that's my irrational.
That is, that's fairly irrational.
Yeah, it really is.
You know,
it really is because
I've heard of much horrible things, more horrible things that could happen to you.
Yeah,
but it's gonna ruin your day, but that's about it.
But he's still worried about it.
But he's still worried about it. This one, I kept reading in the news that people found out that someone was actually living in their basements or in their attic or something without anyone knowing. So I am very scared there's someone living in my basement that watches me sleep. That's irrational fear. Someone's living in our house without us knowing. I know it. Another one, my current irrational fear, planes hitting my house. Sometimes you'll hear a plane that sounds super close and loud. I'm afraid one's just going to crash right into my house. Well, there have been stories. But generally, it's been their poop. Their frozen poop has crashed into homes.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's more likely.
Joseph's up next here. Current irrational fear.
What's going on? It's not me. It's my fiance. We got a buddy. Let's just say he's a doomsday prepper. You know, a bunch of guns, got secret rooms with food, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So we've had conversations, groups of people. Oh, let me in your house. Let me in your house. And I'm a good shot. So he's like, you're coming. You know, you can hit targets. Let's do this. So my girlfriend's like, that's stupid. He's dumb, all this stuff. You know, not dumb, but she's like, there's no need for that. Then all of a sudden, one day she watches some special between the USA and South Korea or whatever Korea it is. And since we're here in Windsor so close, she's like, one day she's like, you know what? We are going to Mike's house. I'm like, why? What happened? Well, I just watched this special, and I think there's going to be a nuclear attack on the States. And if they hit Detroit, we got to get to Mike's house right away.
Oh, no.
She's all in now. Yeah,
she's all in now. She's all convinced. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day. Someone said, I'm a mortician. I'm always afraid the person is going to sit up when I'm embalming them because of stories about people being alive after being pronounced dead.
Listen,
as a mortician, that's a bad fear.
That is a bad fear to have.
I'm telling you, dude, there was like a brain dead kid who just woke up.
I saw that.
Oh, those stories, honestly.
There was a brain dead kid
right before he was going to the funeral, right? I don't know where it happened.
I just know that he was brain dead. And like every doctor was like, listen, I'm sorry. There's no hope. He's brain dead.
They were making arrangements, right?
Yes. And then it's like, hello.
I'm awake.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
For some reason, I felt like he was from down south.
I'm awake now.
Guess whose brain's got activity now?
Your machines were broken.
Before it was just like, now it's all beep, 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 beep,
beep. Look at all that brainwave. I'm alive.
Zach Galifianakis just woke up?
I am alive and I am kicking out. Don't embalm me.
Don't count me out yet. Because I'm alive. I
mean, that's nuts, right?
I'm alive.
I don't know where it was. I have no idea why in my brain I believe he's basically the same as that yodeling kid.
The Walmart kid.
Yeah.
He's a teenager in Alabama.
Okay, oh, yeah, see? Yeah.
There's gotta be something to it, Dave. I do not know why.
Woke up as they were turning off his life support.
Crazy.
They say,
please don't touch that.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
They were.
Mama, I'm alive.
I tell you, they were fixing to kill me.
They's gonna unplug me.
Yeah.
But turns out, I'm alive.
Yeah. Like, that is, guys, that is a crazy story. Brain dead.
My current irrational fear, which is somewhat rational,
okay,
but still generally irrational.
Yeah.
I told you guys when I went to see my surgeon for the follow-up after the surgery I had, he said, listen, if you push yourself too much, your
guts will come right
out. Your incision will pop up and your guts will fall out.
Yeah.
He's like, it's rare, but it happens. Your guts will be in your hand.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to work out again, and he's scaring me not to go back to the gym so soon.
Right. Yeah.
But so, honestly, I've gone to lift something and went, oh, my guts!
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
my guts are going to fall out.
No, remember this one.
It's all good.
Watch my guts!
Well, I kind of understand it when a doctor says your guts could come out.
Yeah.
That it might stick with you. It might stick with you a bit.
Yeah, no, it did. It definitely has. I've had a couple of different, like, recurring problems.
My guts are out.
My guts don't come out of my belly.
I have no idea why, but my guts is out.
Chris is up next here. Good morning, Chris. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Your current irrational fear, something going on right now. What is it?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So this is an irrational fear of mine, but it's actually one of my buddy's fantasies, which is weird, but he always told me, oh, I really wish like somebody would hand me a dollar bill like soaked in LSD. I'm like, dude, no, I don't want a perma trip or anything. He wants a perma trip, and it's get way too many doses, but that scares the living crap out of me, man.
I just said it today. I ate some Nutter Butters I wasn't sure about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I hope there wasn't acid in those because it's going to be a weird end of the show.
So has there been stories of people soaking like dollar bills in acid? Or
well, I don't know.
I remember when I was at that big festival, the Woodstock Festival, and like the rumor was spreading like wildfire that these people had super soakers.
Filled with LSD.
Filled with liquid LSD, and they were shooting it into the crowd. And it was just, and the all it had to do was land on your skin.
Yeah, your skin will absorb it.
And you were super high and you couldn't handle it. And
that might be an urban legend.
Yeah,
it's the same thing at the Gathering of the Juggalos, too.
That's what I mean. Like, it just swept,
it seems like
it's
more likely to happen there than where you were at.
True.
It's just not financially sound to fill a super soaker with acid and
waste it
on a crowd.
Yeah.
All the hepatitis stories and the poop. E. coli in the food. That has me a little freaked out.
You know what has been in my head, honestly, that I just thought about, that we talked about? There was that story about that guy that was sitting on the toilet and his butthole fell out because he was in too long.
Yeah. Like,
so you tend not to
see
like
too long. There's a couple times I'm like, I wrapped this up. I don't know how close I'm ticking to my butthole. Just,
you take a break maybe halfway through. You're like, you know what? I better stand for
it. You think your butthole will fall out?
Yeah, well, like, there's been times I've been scared? Like, yeah, I'm scared of it a little bit. I'm like, well, my butthole's still in there, and I stand
I'll tell
up.
You
I'm
what.
Like, we're good. We good. I'm alive. My butthole is alive.
Can I tell you, I sat down, and my butthole fell right out.
Took a little cool dip in the water there.
Ooh, that's chilly.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with me.
So, Andy, you got big old butthole fears.
Yeah. Yep. Well, because that guy was just looking at his phone for too long, right? He was like playing a game for like 20 minutes. His butthole fell out of him.
And once again, we started talking about it, and my irrational fear was like, I'm almost on board with getting one of these squatty potties.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little thing in front of my feet. I'm trying to get my feet up. And
I use it all the time.
I'm trying not to push as hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Pushing's scary, too.
Pushing. I think I'm going to die on there.
I knew a great big fat guy that had like some kind of weird bump that was like a hernia type thing that he had the rest of his life. So every time I push too hard, I think of him. And I can't be just
that's what
running around like that guy. Right, coming in here like, hey guys, sorry about the... I pushed too hard.
Because it just pops out, right? It just...
Well, yeah, it was like a... Looked like another human on him. It was like that. It's not too noticeable. It's like, what's going on, John?
Not at all.
Everything okay?
Guys, I just pushed too hard. Oh, it looks fine.
It doesn't hurt, guys, so don't worry
about
it.
That's good. It doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, doctor said it's probably going to be with me for the rest of my life. But I'm good. Oh, no. I mean, like, I'm good. I just, you know, listen, don't push too hard, okay? That's my message to you guys.
You sold me, dude. I get it.
Yep. All this is just most of my intestines.
Oh,
yeah.
Pull your shirt a bit tighter.
I can push it a little bit. It doesn't really want to get back in there.
It's leaving a wet spot.
It's leaky. The skin's real stretch.
Leave it. Leave it
underneath the shirt.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Let's just do the show, Chuck, I guess.
With your guts
on the table there.
Oh, it's better when I can rest my guts.
I'm sure.
You know,
I'm sure.
They need
it
some support.
It's about 4 pounds of guts, they say.
Mm. Ooh. I've thought about another one, too, which I actually had a real life encounter with, the geese.
So the story of that
dude being attacked by the goose on a golf course that we talked about, and then we have that crazy goose here. So I take Jameson out, and there is a goose that has decided to nest right at the side of a path, like the trails where I walk him. Right. And so I guess someone from the town put like little cones there so people would know. But I didn't, until we reached there, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you were just like,
and
then
I'm like,
cones.
Oh my God, that's a goose.
Yeah.
And then, so Jameson's like, starts to do the low grumble.
Yeah.
And the goose hisses.
Oh, dude.
Like, did you pick Jameson up and run?
No, because then Jameson went after. Oh. Like, he was so pissed at the goose for his thing. He was like, oh my God, the goose is going to kill me. Yeah. So the goose, she sat up and then hissed. She had like 6 eggs underneath her.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then Papa Goose comes swimming from under the bridge.
Oh, you was
what the hell's going on? Yeah. And I'm like, come on, Jameson. And he's like, well, I took off. He's like, I'll come back.
You were kind of all right with Mama Goose.
So he started to lose his mind.
That was crazy.
Because I'm like, oh, I went to take a picture of the goose, and I was like, oh my God, a goose in her eggs. But then it turned into like a royal rumble, so I had to get going.
Well, the thing is, too, like Papa Goose, he's just trying to nap.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell's going on now?
You can see me like
it's on
trying
the trail.
To pull Jameson away, like, come on!
Yeah.
It's a bad place to nest, right on a trail with dogs.
Absolutely, because people go by there all the time.
It's a weird goose. Year for geese. It's the year of the goose,
and they don't give an F. Okay, that's the truth.
No, they don't.
It's just decided, like it knows that's not the best place in the world to have a nest. But at the same time, it's like, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my nest is going to be. So there's dogs and people. I can keep those bitches away.
This one said, my current irrational fear is the Yellowstone supervolcano. It may explode because scientists are drilling into it because pressure is building up. You've been worried about that too, Andy.
Yeah, well, most of my life.
Oh, so it's not that current. Okay.
Once I found out about it.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you, that was a game changer when I found out. I'm like, super volcano. What
super
in
volcano
the
dude? It's not just hot water, hot steamy sweet water, just the cool hot water that comes up every precise time. That's a volcano.
This guy said, thanks to your show, my irrational fear is that I'll get pegged sometime and like it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's why I feel like no guy should, I mean, it should be really low on your bucket list to unlock that door.
Oh, yeah.
Because you might unlock it and...
You might not like what you find.
You'll find
another
huge.
Current irrational fear because of our show, checking out at the grocery store and an old person going to drive through the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
seniors. Yeah. Seniors driving senior their car driving. Into somewhere.
Yep. Have your wits about you. I'm telling you, you got to have your wits about you.
I haven't been to Bob Evans in years.
Certain places you just should avoid.
Oh, man.
I can't go tanning because I always fear the glass is going to break, they say, and I'm going to get crazy burns because the lid will get stuck and I'll be trapped. I've had that. So years ago, I went tanning years ago. And as a bigger guy, laying down on that bed, that glass bed, I was always like, oh,
yeah.
Well, break.
It yeah. can't be designed for big bodies.
There's got to be a weight limit on them.
I never imagined ever getting into one of those. I always look at one and I'm like, those are not for me.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
Someone else said that I'm nervous every time I go to the movies now. I'm looking around at everyone trying to figure out who could be the shooter.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It sucks. There's a lot of that.
Definitely sucks. Shay, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your current irrational fear?
I saw this video on Reddit of a brick going through some windshield and killing one of the people inside, and now a rock or anything can hit my window, and I'm like hitting the deck as I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's, well, that's how you're going to die. Yeah. That's how you're going to die.
Yep.
You can't hit the deck.
Yeah,
I
you
know,
do
but
think
I'm
about
terrified
it.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a story. She didn't die on the freeway around here. Remember the big boulder came through her window? Yeah.
I had something that looked like about the size of a baseball hit my window, and somehow it didn't come all the way through, but then I did find a crack. It was kind of hidden behind one of my little speakers, and then I looked around. I'm like, oh, it did shatter it!
Yeah. Sucks.
My windshield is just a mess.
Apparently Scott has a crazy tale that has led to his current irrational fear. Hey, Scott, good morning.
How's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So anyways, I got this friend, and one time he was taking a poo, as you do, and he pushed a little too hard. And so men have this nerve right at the bottom of their spine, and he pinched it. And basically what happened to him is he was going about his business, and all of a sudden he goes blind. And then his arms retract up to his chest, and his legs kind of just grip the bowl. And so he pinched it. And, he was basically blind and paralyzed for, like, a day.
Wait, did you say for a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We thought
so much better.
So much better.
I mean, it would suck to be that way for a day.
It's kind of scary.
He's got that 24-hour poo paralysis.
Where is everybody?
Somebody knocks at the door. Are you okay in there?
No!
What's going on, Chuck?
My arms are up at my chest and I'm gripping the toilet with all my might on my legs. And I can't see it.
What have you done?
I don't know what I've done. I just tried to poop.
Well, you've got the poop paralysis.
I mean, thank God we know what it is now.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, if you're ever on the toilet and you go blind and grab the toilet with your legs and your arms come up like a T-Rex.
What are you? You just, like, gripping the toilet with your weird legs.
That's what you do. And they can't get you off.
It's bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We were talking about, all the crazy video game things and the fact that parents are now even hiring video game tutors for their kids.
It's the future.
You can get performance supplements as a gamer. They're marketing these new performance supplements directly to gamers. And so on the back of that, we got an email from a listener. Says, hey, I've been a listener almost a year now. Love the show. I'm writing because I'd like your opinion on how to handle a bit of an issue I've been dealing with for a while. When my husband and I first started dating, I lied to my family and I told them that we'd met through mutual friends, when really we met through a video game, Final Fantasy 14. where we raided together.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know it well.
Yeah, that happens.
Now, I only lied because I have a very overprotective father, and he never would have been okay with us meeting through that situation. So we've been together almost 5 years now. We're married, and I still lie about how we met when it comes up. We even had a video game themed wedding, and I still haven't told them. It's partially due to fear of people judging us because of it, but mostly because a lot of my family still doesn't know the truth, and I really don't know how they'll handle it when I admit to lying to them all this time. Now, I know this may not seem like a big deal to some, but I hate lying, and I feel guilty for covering up the way I met the person that I love more than anything in the world. Any advice on how to tell my family the truth? Do you think people will still be judgy about this sort of thing? Thank you guys for all that you do. You make my mornings fun. So glad you came to Boston.
A little late, right? A little late to
It is a little late to go back and say, oh, you know, all these
I've been lying
I've
to you for 5 years.
I don't think people really care.
But that's, I think that's where I was coming from, where it was like, you know, hey, listen, you're already married to the guy. Who cares how you met?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and honestly, people meet in way weirder ways now.
Yeah, it's not like she was a stripper and they met at the club. It's
or even dating apps,
right?
You know, and you know what?
There's
less of
a problem. You're right. Than like if they were to say Tinder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I met it on Tinder. It's like, oh well, how many times you get railed before they met you? Gosh. You know?
Can I point something out here? They had a video game themed wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I was invited to that one.
I know, but so people know.
People know. Yeah. So if they said, well, we met that way, we played a game
and
together.
And honestly,
they
I think
would get it. Like, oh, okay.
She's so nerdy
mm-hmm.
that she's focusing in on the having to, you know, explain it. Well, you know, we went on raids together and did a lot of chatting and blah blah blah. When all you really have to say is, oh, you know, like, we kind of met through a video game. We, like, played video games together. Yes. All you have to say is we met playing video games together.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to get into it like, we were in a guild, he lived in this country, I lived in that country. You know, we've talked for 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew a lot of people that hooked up, mm-hmm. that, like, got together, that were, you know, playing in our little video game world. There was like a couple different girls that joined the guild.
Yeah.
Someone always ended up traveling across the country to
nail
find out they were gross.
So yeah. Even though I know nothing about the video game world, that doesn't, like, it doesn't freak me out. It doesn't make me go, you're a weirdo.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no.
It's a totally different time. That's how you meet people these days. And I think she's, maybe her parents are a little more old school, but you got to put that aside. Just be honest and say, hey.
It's too late. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to say, we're never going to come over again?
You shouldn't worry that much about what your parents think at this point, you know?
No. Yeah. New people that you meet, and they'll say, how did you meet? And then you just tell them.
Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, if they judge you for it, then they shouldn't be in your life anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell them to F off.
Right. Like, my parents had, like, the old worst case scenario. Like, when my parents met in the 70s, it was like, you know, the cliche that you probably wouldn't have wanted. Oh, I met your dad at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
We met at a bar.
Mm.
And he had a sexy mustache. And like, it's like, okay, well, that was their story. And it's, you know, no, and it
that's
wasn't
how my parents met. My dad was in a band, right? And my mom fell for him.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you meet. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Someone said you can almost hear all the boners gamer nerds just got. This is possible.
Well, I think it's less and less possible because now I don't think they're chicks.
Oh,
yeah,
they're dudes pretending to be chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that that's a huge? I guess that's
Yeah. It happens in the games that I play where it's like people. And it happened even back in the day.
Yeah, they'll give you loot for being a chick.
Right. You just
carry
people's profile pics, like inside of just even phone games or whatever. It's they're always chicks. I'm like, this person, there's no way this is a chick.
Oh yeah, I call out. There's people that'll play when I'm like streaming online that'll come in my game and play, and I always call them out. I'm like, dude, why is your avatar a chick? Like, you're definitely a dude.
Yeah, it's just to get
scamming
help.
Dudes.
Yeah,
dude.
It's just to get help. That's what it is.
This woman said, met my ex-husband in one of the first ever internet chat rooms, but I never told a soul that.
AOL.
Just said,
yeah.
Just said we met at the gym.
I am.
Never yep. say, now that you should be embarrassed.
Yeah. We met on a chat room.
America Online.
No.
But even so you lie about it for, you know, you've lied about it now for 20 years. When it comes out, it's more funny now.
Just yeah, it is
of,
funny. It,
because I mean, of yeah, how it is. The world has changed.
Yeah.
Back then, if you met on a chat, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, how did you know they weren't a complete psychopath?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and I mean, I'll tell you, when I was playing Dark Age of Camelot and people were hooking up, it was weird.
Okay, what about this one? I met my boyfriend at a furry convention.
Definitely hide well, that. You can't say that.
You were meant for each other.
Yeah.
Right. You remember, you can't tell your
time,
family
you
that.
You both know you can't say it.
You
unless,
have to make
unless,
something up.
Unless that's you, you know? Like,
no.
If they know you're a furry, then...
If they know you're a furry
I don't
furry
think your family
mess.
Probably knows they're a furry.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're...
I think most furries don't
it's
tell their
kind
family.
Of a quiet
Yeah.
Thing.
That's your little furry secret.
I feel
secret.
Like a lot of furries that I might know will put it right out on... their Facebook like it ain't no thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're friends with their parents.
I see a lot of furry stuff in my Twitter feed.
Somebody
I follow or something has a,
really?
Some kind of furry
I think
upset.
The show has a big furry following because I have a lot of furry followers too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a lot of furry followers.
They have the anime
we
dog,
love the furries.
Yeah. Avatars.
Well, the furries were one of the first group of people to embrace our show years and years ago. So well, nothing but love for furries. If you want to dress up and, you know, do your furry stuff, go ahead.
Yeah, don't kick me awesome. Out of your conventions, guys.
Yeah,
yeah we tried
James
to get
into
James
your convention.
In.
Don't send your big bouncer guy to kick me out of the parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah.
Someone said, I met my wife fixing her faucet.
Then I fixed her plumbing.
So that, I mean, nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
People are wondering. I knew this would. This always comes up. What is a furry convention? It's just people who dress up in costumes, whether, you know, their favorite cartoon characters or anime character, whatever it is.
They dress in
like
they mascots.
Animal mascot costumes.
Hang out and socialize.
Hang out. Now, some of it, some people admit they do it for a sexual reason.
Yes.
Others say there's nothing sexual about it. They're just there. They love the fact that they can, you know, be a whole different person in a costume and go hang out at these conventions. So. Mm. It all depends on who you talk to. I met my girlfriend at a Mandingo party.
Mm.
She was the star of the night.
Well, that's not good.
That is not. That's
you should
crazy.
Never tell someone that.
She's a big BBC fan over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Yep.
Mandingo is, again, it's basically like group sex with black men.
I'm glad you asked because I have no clue.
Ooh, I don't know if we
Black Eye Gangbang? Is that...
It's
no, like Mandingo
it's an interracial
is
orgy.
Mandingo is kind of like a bad term.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not a good term.
I understand, but it came in, and so we read it. But it's an interracial orgy.
We sure did.
Arranged for single black men, like bulls, to have sex with white wives or daughters.
Right,
in
but
front
it's
of their wife.
Yeah, it's a derogatory term because I believe was there a movie where a slave was named Mandingo? Is that the deal? Is that where it comes from?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know that its beginnings are not good.
Yeah, it's a 1975 film.
So there you go.
Based on the novel Mandingo.
So somewhere back in my head, I know that. And that's... So the term is not good, but it is, you know...
No, I'm not saying anything. I mean, it's just a term of a tribe.
No, I know.
The Mandingo tribe forced to move.
Right,
so
no.
People took it and made it a negative.
They took it and made it like a racist thing.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, don't tell anyone you met at that kind of party.
No.
I'll just say that.
Right.
This one, wife and I met at work. I was a DJ. She was hammered. She would come up every week because she heard a rumor I had a big dong.
What a great rumor.
Basically, her line to me was, you up for no strings, casual sex? We just say we met at work, and I worked at a bowling alley. That's how we tell people. My husband and I met on a fetish BDSM dating website. We've been together for 8 years, married for 4, and we have a kid. We tell people, though, we met on Plenty of Fish. That's probably a little easier for people to swallow.
Yeah, on Plenty of Fish.
BDSM. Mm. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure many could accept that.
Yeah.
Like your aunt, you tell your aunt you met on a BDSM site.
Yeah, it's rough.
Then your aunt's like, I'm on the same BDSM site.
I didn't know you frequented there. I'm there on Tuesdays and Fridays.
I love it.
Met my fiance on an online forum about a book. He's moving here from New Zealand this week.
Hmm.
Well, you know, see, the one
you know
thing
you've
is,
got one thing in common.
Well,
that
I
one
guess
book.
You do have something.
that book.
I think the stigma of meeting online, no matter, like, you know, most forums online now are perfectly acceptable to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people don't care how you meet until
it is. Only it's, in the it's all this like leftover from the AOL chat room days. That's like,
what it is. Yeah,
I love this. A Craigslist ad for weed turned into a 4-year relationship.
Well, that's how you know it's love.
Yep.
Amber from Boston said, "Met my husband in a chat room on AOL. Been together 17 years, married for 11.
That's about the time AOL was popular.
Yep.
Yeah.
Met my wife on MySpace in 2008 when I was in Iraq."
Good old MySpace.
See, that's kind of stuff. You wouldn't hide that, would you?
No.
No, but I'm telling you, when MySpace first came out, if you said, like, oh, I met someone off MySpace, there was probably a, like, a what?
Really?
Yeah, are you crazy?
Well, because meeting anyone back then off the internet was like...
I don't know. I don't remember that being a...
I mean...
A negative. Well, there was, like, fake stuff going on already. Like, MySpace was the first one to be like, I'm totally a handsome guy. Just come over real safe. Got a good job. Nope, just making skin dresses.
Right. I think that there was still enough people who didn't even understand what the internet was.
In 2008?
Well, 2008, that's late to be on MySpace.
Yeah, that's what
you shouldn't tell anybody. You should never tell anybody you were on MySpace in 2008.
But it was like 2006. MySpace was 2006, 2007. MySpace was a thing, a big thing.
I think it was more like 2002 and 3 and 4, it was starting to die. And then Facebook, that was when Facebook was starting to grow, I thought.
No.
MySpace was launched in 2003. It was acquired in 2005 for $580
million. Maybe we were late.
From 2005 to 2008, it was the most visited social networking site in the world. So its peak was 2005
to 2008. So that's when we were doing it.
Weird.
I just think that... And I think it still holds over here. It's why the girl is worried about it, that there is a preconceived notion when you meet someone in the online world. And I think it still existed then, but, you know, plenty of people were doing it.
I love this one. Met my husband of 9 years on onlinebootycall.com. We tell everyone, though, we just met at a college party.
Huh.
Yeah. What was onlinebootycall.com?
Well, it seems like a place where people would find booty calls.
It's in the title.
I really do think they did a fine job of branding it.
Yeah. But I just meant, was it like a video chat? Did you go, it looks just like, it says the number one casual dating site.
What was the one you signed me up for?
Oh,
is that Hot or Not?
No, it was
Rate My Booty.
There was like a
Rate My Booty, I think, .com. Was it Rate My Booty?
I had like...
You did a challenge
maybe
base.
It was this one. Maybe it was the online booty call. I thought booty was in the name of the website.
Definitely. That's why I'm like, man, was it this one?
That might have been the one. It's either that or Rate My Booty.
I love the testimonials. Started out as friends with benefits, but we actually vibe on a deeper level and the sex is amazing. From Honey D in Staten Island.
That person does not exist.
Nope.
Never.
Like she this is guy, not real.
This guy, come on. Yeah. Look at this. Look at the... Well, she's probably real.
Party Gal
72.
Yeah. Definitely not her, though.
Mm-hmm.
But there's online... Yeah, don't tell people I guess you met at onlinebootycall.com.
My beloved and I met on onlinebootycall.
Oh, my God. I met my lover at a scat party.
I don't know if that's...
You take that to your grave.
I don't believe it.
Where are these scat parties happening?
Yeah,
how do you get invited?
You gotta have tarps. You gotta have a tarp down. If you're
probably a strange motel that allows you to bring a kiddie pool into the room.
It's terrible.
Met my wife on blackplanet.com. We've been together for 11 years now. What is Black Planet? Is it for just black people? Or for people to meet black people?
That is Panet.
That's not a
website.
Do
you want to buy that site? Planet.
Yeah.
It appears to be for black people. Oh, no, maybe black people or white people who want to meet black people. Black Planet.
Yeah.
That'd be strange if I met Amber on blackplanet.com.
It's really strange. It almost looks like a Pinterest type of setup. Like, it's a really weird...
I don't understand it. Is it a dating site? I don't really know.
I don't know.
It's not even an about to figure out what the website is all about.
No, it's like a social media.
I am
media.
Too white to figure out what Black Planet is.
Yeah,
I guess
I
that's
you're
what
right.
It, that's what it boils down to.
You nailed that.
Yeah, and again, you can't tell people you met on blackplanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go on about your life. Say it's something else.
Somebody said, what the F is a scab party? No, scat, as in poop.
Yeah.
They met at a poop party.
Poop party.
Where people poop on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Whole party of it.
Yep.
So, to scab the woman who emailed us, you met your guy through Final Fantasy 14. You've been happily married. You've been together 5 years.
You had a video game wedding.
You need to chill. I think you're overthinking how people will judge you. And again, if they judge you, they shouldn't be in your life. If they really, you're happy. That's the only thing they should be worried about.
Right.
And honestly, she really should just be like, just relax about the whole, like, the lie you're telling.
It's a white lie.
It's not really a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't stress about it.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I have a question for you guys.
All right.
Yes.
Because I've been thinking about it. Is this nuts or normal?
What? You're nuts.
Well, I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out. I've been not feeling well for a while. Finally feeling better.
Yeah.
So I decided I'd take Jameson on a little, like, jog walk. And I realized I caught myself only because someone turned to look at me. That I was singing along with my music.
Oh, yeah. No, you're one of those guys.
But I didn't, honestly, I may have done that once or twice in my life before. But I was so...
It's hard to believe that you've only done that once or twice.
No,
knowing you.
I do it all the time.
No, but even
because you're a singer. You don't mind, like singing it.
Yeah.
I will say this. There's a guy in my neighborhood. They might have moved because I haven't seen him in a long time, but he would walk his dog... And at the top of his lungs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
is it
that.
Worth it? Can you even hear me standing with?
Oh, my God.
Me, not enough.
I have a guy in my neighborhood who's exactly like that. He talks to himself, or I don't know if he's talking on the phone, but and he sings really loudly, but I think something's wrong.
Oh, yeah. See, this guy, there's nothing wrong with this kid.
No, it's a man. Know? This is a grown man.
Oh, yeah.
And I think... Worth it? Can you even hear me?
I've witnessed a guy rapping along to something in his head.
This guy had like earphones
on. That's
what
I'm saying, like earphones.
Yeah. And he would sing. And it, like, I mean, he's singing. Like, he's walking his dog. He doesn't care who's listening. I don't believe he knows how loud he's singing.
What were you singing, Dave?
I remember it exactly because when I said self-righteous suicide, the person turned to look at me, and then I was like, oh, my God, I was singing that.
Yeah. Some System of a Down.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I really had a moment of, oh, that person thinks I'm insane.
Well, yeah, because honestly, like, and when I would see this kid, I was always like, oh, well, he's nuts because he's singing out loud to people. And then I realized, but after seeing him so many times, I'm just like, no, he just doesn't care. It's not about being nuts, which I think you kind of are, but still, mm-hmm. he doesn't care.
Yeah, I've just been like walking, like, through different towns or whatever, like going to bars and stuff, and there will be people with earphones in, and they'll sing along to whatever's in there. And at first, it's jarring. You're like, what is going on there? And then you're like, oh, okay, singing. So I think initially somebody's like, that's a crazy person. Then they're like,
yeah,
just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, you can like a song in your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep it in, you know?
You probably just startled that person. They didn't expect it.
I know. But is it... Here's the thing. I don't do it in like I didn't do it intentionally.
No, it just came out.
I was just letting it. I wasn't just letting it fly.
Just, yep.
And I'm not the guy that will just sing and walk. I don't do that normally. Yeah. It just, for some reason, I'm like, I just started.
Had to let it out.
I was thinking about something else and didn't even realize I was singing.
It's the craziest situation because you're a big, tall dude with a tiny little golden doodle singing System of a Down. It's like you're like a walking conundrum.
Yeah. You know? No, I get you. Yeah. I understand. So it's somewhere in between nuts and normal, you think?
It's right there in between.
Like there's there's
it's right
there's that
there
line
on
of
the edge.
And there's that line of normal.
Yeah, I mean, what makes you sort of more normal is that you realized, oh, God, it's nuts. You know what I mean? Like, the guy who I see, he doesn't think it's nuts at all. The guy who Lisa sees obviously has no idea. That it's nuts or not.
Poor guy in his orange shorts.
Yeah, I don't talk to myself, let me say that.
No, I got these orange shorts so that people can see me better.
No, Chuck.
What songs does he sing?
I have no idea. It's not popular. I think some of it could be
deep cuts.
Like is it heavy?
Like,
is
more,
it
like opera like sometimes?
What?
So it's disturbing.
I really like that song.
No.
I've had to turn everything off in the house and what is that? What's that? Now I'm used to it, but in the beginning it was not easy to figure out what was happening.
Ooh, I feel like this guy could be pretty
good. Oh, no, this is not it. But.
It's much deeper.
This is just church.
Is that really that guy?
Yeah, that's him singing.
He's pretty good.
I feel like he looks like the guy that may sing for you, though.
Well, put some orange shorts on him. A little different.
Yeah. Wow, that is something. I've never seen that video.
Yeah, just look worst church singer
Figaro,
ever.
Figaro.
Yeah, he has like a deeper voice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So he's a baritone.
You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. He's a baritone.
That's funny. I never would have imagined someone would be singing opera in their orange shorts walking around. I just
Lisa's got a special tenor. One of the three tenors.
Someone said, I have a guy in my neighborhood that has a stick and prancer sizes.
Prancer sizes?
Well, yeah, you know, remember that was the old girl, that would like walk. Remember?
Oh,
she would like walk and spin.
Yeah. James is showing us right now.
Yeah, prancer size.
I think James has been working on that.
Yeah, there she is.
That's keep his pod looking so good, guys.
Yep.
Oh, you do.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. Okay. That's entertainment right there.
You have a man doing that?
Well.
Come on. Men can't prancer size.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, that's crazy.
That's exactly how I walk.
Because you would think it's like, it's Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you would? Hey, for sure. Just prancer size. You want to see my basement? Prancer size with me down here.
Well, yeah, like when you've got a bunch of chicks in a pit, that is how you dance. You're like,
oh, everybody's in my pit. I'm so happy about it. Can't wait to wear my new dress. Keep on eating.
Oh, she's scary.
Yeah, she's a terrifying looking lady.
Yeah, remember, she has one of the most violent camel toes of all time.
I do recall that for sure.
Violent camel toe.
That's a good band name.
It's a violent camel toe. It's a violent.
I've never heard a camel toe described as violent.
No, but when
I totally agree.
That's the best way to describe it. And I remember it.
It's
a vivid memory of her camel toe.
Terrible.
Erica has a comment
violent.
Here. Erica, I was asking if I'm nuts or normal for, you know, singing a little bit when I was jogging yesterday. What do you think?
So I was in a restaurant with my kids a couple of weeks ago, and they're slow eaters, so we were there probably 45 minutes, and the entire time, there was this kid in the corner booth. I swear he didn't take a breath the whole time, singing along with his headphones, beatboxing at the top of his lungs, and he was definitely nuts.
Oh, nuts.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was nuts.
Yeah, he was nuts.
Yeah, okay. I thought you said he was definitely not. I'm like, ooh, you left me hanging.
Yeah. What a cliffhanger.
No, he definitely nuts.
Yeah, why, like, I think kids are going to sing. There's nothing.
Kids are, they don't count.
Kids sing.
Kids do that.
This guy, the kid that I'm talking about is like, he was like 17, you know, like, which made it weird. Mm. I'm like, man.
This guy's like probably 35 that's doing that's the opera and like orange shorts guy.
I just like, I'll sing in my car sometimes and I always feel self-conscious about it if I'm at a light or something. I'm like,
oh, and you always gotta rein it in at a light.
At a light.
At a light, you gotta rein it in.
Yeah.
Then you belt it out when you start
going.
Which
sucks.
I think that what got me thinking nuts are normal the most was like, I think a part of me thought I was, it was in my head. Like I was singing along.
Right, you didn't realize, and then the guy's looking at you.
Sing
it's
out loud.
The part. It's the part of that song that you know.
Yeah.
Right. So like that song is a lot of like real fast stuff that makes almost no sense, and then it slows down, and that's the part that Dave really knows,
right.
And it like just triggered. It just triggered.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out. And it happens here all the time. Like, for us, it's no, like, I mean, there was a time where Lisa's like, probably should talk to Dave about all of his singing.
She wanted to sit me down and be like, I've had enough.
No, like, the old place,
okay? Bad. It was real bad.
Dave would play music.
We'd play music, and they'd get in Dave's head. A tiny little word could get in Dave's head, and then he had to sing a whole song to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his brain chemistry is wired to absorb music.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
it is. Which is
but
why
then has to release it. He has to release it.
So the other thing, and maybe you guys remember this commercial. That's the other thing that's been going in my head. Well, you know, I'm total like Rain Man of commercials.
Yes.
The latest one. Do you remember? God, I hope I just didn't make it up. Like, you know, the hamburger helper puppet.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in like a. I think he's in a gondola.
I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But not too spicy, eh?
Yeah, it's the Italian one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an Italian
like design. Yeah,
it's there. You can find it. Yeah.
And it's like Oh Solo Mio.
Yeah.
For your family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Now
do you think we can vintage commercial?
So what you got to search
for sure there.
On YouTube is Hamburger Helper Mitt Gondola.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not too spicy, eh?
There it is.
That's it.
Wow. That's it.
I can't believe that Wild Surge brought that commercial up, too. Yeah.
I searched vintage commercial, not too spicy, eh?
Oh, what a meal.
This is it.
New hamburger helper lasagna.
For your lasagna.
Authentic Italian taste.
Yeah, you did.
Honey robusto, but not too spicy, eh?
There you go.
What year was that from? That wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, that's later.
86.
86. Right in there.
Why do I know it?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Maybe they played it later or something in the 90s.
Hamburger helper. New lasagna.
Helper, make a great meal.
Yeah, he knows it. Disturbingly.
Totally.
I had a jingle
that.
In my head the other day, but I don't remember what it is now, but I thought of you. I was like, oh my gosh. I have a jingle in my head. Dave would be happy right
so
now.
So the jingler I know is nuts. I know that's nuts. The fact that I can't get
the
jingle
stuff
head,
is
but
nuts.
But the singing while running, I wasn't sure.
That's like the least nuts thing you've done.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's like the least nuts.
We have a shoe thing.
I was going to say, one of your shoes became new.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. Too carried away.
Nuts. I know. There's a lot of nuts.
I like that he doesn't like to talk about that now. He's like, it's not a chapter of my life.
Because it's never been explained. Yeah. Right? It's come to no ending. I've never found another shoe. There's no explanation for it at all. One of my shoes became new.
I love the fact that if you're just tuning in and you hear this guy on the radio say, one of my shoes became new.
Yeah. And he talks about it like it's a dark part of his...
Yeah, and it's like, and that's all I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
He's like, it's never been explained. One of my shoes became new. Let's move on.
And I don't want to talk about it.
Sorry if you're a new listener and you'll never understand that whole thing. But I can't speak of it.
People ask me about that all the time. They're like, that shoe, huh?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
Don't say anything to Dave about it.
No, don't.
Didn't a listener have a shirt made about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The David Chuck Shop Photoshop guy made that.
No, that's great.
But it was
so funny.
It's a dark time in my life I can't explain.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.